wanted to ask you about Brandon Dedrick. Got to start yesterday. Looked like he played pretty well. How would you kind of characterize his skill set and his practice approach that would allow him to get the call yesterday and to contribute the way he did?
Well, I think everybody on the defense, you know, tries to prepare every week. You know, like you got to go out there and play whatever we're trying to execute for that particular game plan. And you know, being the roster size that it is and with injury situations that come up, you know, everyone's going to be an integral part depending on the situation of the game as it presents itself. Certainly Brandon stepped in and played his role to the best of his ability, which was good to see, and hopefully we continue to build on that. But, you know, I think everybody, just depending on, you know, as the season goes here, and you know, the parts change every week, you know, they just have to be ready to step in and be able to handle the situations that come up for us defensively.
Defensive line had another good night last night, and seemed to be a lot of reasons why they played so well. But what did you see in terms of why they had so much success?
Yeah, I mean, you really got to give credit to those guys up front. They did a heck of a job, you know, playing really good, fundamental, disciplined football. Vince, you know, obviously leads the charge and is really just a tremendous player for us in the front. I mean, he obviously demands a lot of attention from the opponents, which then in other cases can, you know, help free up teammates. It's something we talked about earlier in the year, just kind of those unsung plays that present themselves, where he's obviously just such a force in there and, you know, gets those plays once in a while where he is, you know, singled up or has a chance, the opportunity to make, you know, a big play, which he did quite a bit last night. So, I mean, it's just really those guys did a great job of, you know, reading their keys and using their good fundamental skills and playing the blocks and that presented themselves last night, and then really working off of each other based on the schemes that we saw.
Just to follow up on that, is it possible, I mean, because stats can be sort of weird for the defensive side of the ball, maybe even more so for a position that Vince plays, is it possible to quantify how valuable he is for your defense?
I mean, I think it's really difficult to kind of say. I mean, obviously, you know, the biggest stat we're concerned with is winning, and I think you could definitely say that Vince helps us win every week, you know. So, I mean, that's really what we're trying to do, and that's what we're trying to work for as a defense, to get better. And that's the stat we're looking for, so it's hard. Like you said, there's no real stat for it. We're just, you know, we're just trying to win and do what we can to win. And I think, you know, obviously for us, it's just a, you know, key component.
Yeah, Matt. Gerard Mayo said that it was somewhat of a motivational factor for him yesterday, you know, all the hype the Texans defense were getting. I know you guys like to ignore the noise, but can that be a positive when guys react to things they hear like that and are extra motivated, even if the motivation comes from showing people, hey, you know, we're as good as these guys?
Well, I think any competitive person is going to use whatever motivation best motivates himself. And I think for us, really, again, we're just trying to take each game every week. Every week for us is a, you know, is a real difficult challenge. I mean, obviously last night was a great team. Houston, they're phenomenal. And, you know, I give all the credit to the players for doing a great job. But obviously we're trying to turn the page to get ready for San Francisco, which is another outstanding team. Going to be a huge challenge for us here. And same thing again, you know, I mean, obviously a highly ranked rushing team, you know, a real effective passing game with some great skilled players, and obviously a great running back, great quarterback right now is playing real well. So I think everybody that's a competitor uses different motivation, but I mean, I think ultimately in the end, our motivation is going to be out there to go out there to try to play the best we can, you know, get better and do our job to the best of our ability. So I think, you know, I think that's really the important part.